This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
All righty, welcome to the final pitch. News Talk 830 WCCO, like you just heard from the big voice guy. Henry Lake, I'm your host. For the next 30 minutes, we will take your reactions, your opinions, your phone calls, your text about a Twins win. Twins get the victory over the Washington Nationals, 1-0. And the number, as always, is 651-461-9226. Sorry about the all of the sound in the background. I got people texting me excited that the Twins get a victory. They're back at home. We're going to crush the Nationals. Then we're going to defeat the Red Sox. You know how it is. But earlier tonight, me and Christopher Tubbs, producer of the show, we were at Inbound Brewing, and we were hanging out there. We were talking Twins, talking Vikings, and now we're back to finish off the evening, and we're celebrating this Twins game. And we're going to celebrate Zebby Matthews. Zebby Matthews, a.k.a. Chris Tubbs' guy.
My guy. I claimed him.
Tonight, you did claim him. And this was, to me, in my opinion, the best start of his young career. And this, to me, is one of those starts, and you see the promise in a pitcher. And we have stated this, Chris, about Zebby, about Simeon Woods Richardson, and also David Festa, is that we don't know what they are, right? The jury is still out on them. Even after tonight, the jury's still out on Zebby. But you love to see every now and then a guy go out, perform at a high level, and give you just a glimpse, give you just a taste of what possibly is in the future. And tonight, I thought, was Zebby's night to do that. We've seen Festa do it. We've seen Zim do it. But tonight, Zebby was awesome. And I don't want to hear about the, well, look who he faced. Because somebody on Twitter reacted to me giving him some props and said, oh, he was facing a AAA lineup. What? Are you kidding me? I guess.
Yeah, you know, I am a big Zebby Matthews fan. There's no question. You know, there's a reason why he was one of the, you know, top-ranked Twins prospects and really shot his way up through the ranks last year. I was impressed earlier in the year, Henry, when he got just blitzed by the Seattle Mariners in Seattle. And I think that was one of those crazy games that the Twins came back and scored like six runs in the ninth inning to win in extra innings. But he got blitzed, and then he settled down for like seven strikeouts against a really good Seattle offense. And I'm like, okay, you just saw the way that he didn't get rattled. He settled in. He kept fighting, kept battling, as they like to say. And you just saw that there was a makeup of something there, and now it's just a matter of getting those reps.
Yeah, I just, you know, you want to see some progress. You don't want to see guys go out there and they're not taking a step forward. With Woods Richardson, he went to St. Paul. He came back better for it, right? Better for it. Zebby, unfortunately, got injured, is now coming back into the mix. Tonight was a good night for him. So that's the way that the did I view it. Like you just want to see those little baby steps mm-hmm. take a step forward. And tonight was his night. To me, he was absolutely the star of the night. The offense really couldn't get going, but tonight it was the Zebby Matthews night.
Yeah, absolutely. It was all about Zebby tonight. I mean, if you look at just how Zebby, he was getting ahead of hitters. He had good velocity. He was efficient. What I really liked tonight from Zebby was the fact that he got to face James Wood, not James Woods, mind you, James Wood, got to face him a third time, and he is a dynamic young player. If he stays healthy, he's got a chance to be a really, really, really good player. I mean, he was an all-star this year. He got him looking on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and he got a chance to go six innings, and to me, that is a big thing to see Zebby Matthews get into the sixth and get into that lineup a third time. It might not mean much, against Washington, but you're going up against maybe their best young player in the entire organization in James Wood, and you overmatched him.
Yeah, you know, Woods and Abrams, I wouldn't exactly call those guys AAA players, right? Those are some pretty good players.
No, those are not AAA players.
Yeah, those somebody on the text line actually has hit us up already from the 612. Actually, the texter got it wrong. Bailey Ober was the one that faced the AAA lineup today.
Yeah. I mean, you got to give the Nationals, they've struggled this year. They have, but it's because their bullpen has the worst ERA in Major League Baseball. You know, you look at Mackenzie Gore. He's a journeyman pitcher who's an all-star this year. He's really good, but the problem is the Twins made him work. They didn't chase. He had control issues, and that was one of the reasons why the Twins were able to just be advantageous and get on base. But I wouldn't go so far as to say Washington doesn't have any talent. I mean, that's just kind of a silly thing.
Even if that was the case, who cares? Go out and do your job. We say that in sports all the time. Do your job. Mm-hmm. If he went out there and sucked tonight against a below-average lineup, then what would everybody say? That he's terrible.
Well, who did the Twins just come out of the break and just play
agreed.
Terrible against?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's my point. Like sometimes you can't win. You go against a squad that you're better than and you don't do the job, everybody hates you. You go out there and you do the job, mm-hmm. Look who you faced. That part just bothers
damned
me.
Damned if but you look, do, damned if you don't.
Exactly, but Zebby tonight was awesome. Six innings, he gave up two hits. He didn't walk anybody. Okay, no runs given up. Didn't walk anybody. Seven strikeouts on 81 pitches. He was efficient. That was it. That was the game there. We couldn't get our offense jump-started. The pitching won this game absolutely slam dunk, and it started with Zebby.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't believe Zebby allowed two hits to a scrub lineup like Washington. Terrible.
Oh, man, I love it. 651-461.
Send him down to Wichita.
651-461-9226. If you'd like to weigh in on the game tonight, Twins get off on a good foot here with the homestand, defeating the Washington Nationals 1-0. Zebby Matthews gets win number 2 on the season. Yoan Duran gets a save number 16 tonight. Gore for the Nationals, their starter, he dropped to 4-10 on the evening. And by the way, and this is not necessarily a scoreboard, but I am kind of scoreboard watching because one of the things that I predicted going into the All-Star break was that the Detroit Tigers would take a step back and not play as well. They continue to just falter right now. Like, they lost again tonight to Toronto. Chris, I think that this is going to get interesting here. If the Twins can string together some victories here over the course of the next 2 weeks and Cleveland's continuing to put a little bit of pressure on, I think that Detroit could feel a little bit of, okay, we're a little bit uptight right now.
Oh, yeah, no question. Because the Tigers, if you look at what's going on in the standings, and the Tigers have lost, I believe, like 11 out of 12. And you know, 12. To me, the thing about the Tigers is they were struggling before the All-Star break. And I was thinking, okay, the break for the Tigers is coming at the right time because you regroup, you get your stuff together, and then you come back out and you kind of can, you know, you build that separation again. They have not been able to stop this slide. And Henry, it's something I was talking about for the entire year. You know, people are like, oh my God, the Twins, you know, Tigers are going to run away. every team has their slumps. The Tigers had not had their slumps, and they are finally now hitting the skids. And if you're and now they're starting, I think they're starting to feel the heat because you got the Guardians, you got the Twins, and the Royals all under 10 games behind. And for the longest time, I mean, they've had a lead of anywhere from 12 and a half to 16 games.
And I think the thing about the Tigers that everybody needs to pay attention to is I think that everybody on their pitching staff is going to get tight except for Schoolbull. Schoolbull is just, he's been there, done that, Cy Young Award winner and all that. I think that all the other guys, though, I think they're going to be on pins and needles for the rest of the season. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll get to more texts. Love to get a phone call or two after we take our first break. Final pitch, Twins win. We just got to keep it going. All right, Karen, I see you. You'll be first off of the commercial break. We're talking Twins. This is Final Pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch. You're on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO. Twins defeat the Nationals 1-0, and we're taking your phone calls, your reaction here on the Good Neighbor. Let's start with Karen in Spring Valley, Wisconsin. How you doing, Karen?
Oh, hey, Henry. Sorry, I might lose you momentarily as I'm up and down in the hills of western Wisconsin here. So I was at the game. Great pitching by Zevia. That was really fun tonight. What are we going to do about that?
You talking about the offense? Oh, we lost her. We lost her. Are you there, Karen, still?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah.
Did you hear me at all?
I heard you give props to Zebby, but then you said something. I think you might have said something about what are we going to do about the offense?
No, the hitting, yeah. It's terrible. They can't hit.
Tonight wasn't our night. Do I believe we're a better offensive team than what we saw tonight? Absolutely. Now tonight was just a rough night, but we know what Buxton's been. We know that Ryan Jeffers has been awesome. Carlos Correa has actually been picking it up here as of late, and you know who's picking it up for real lately has been Royce Lewis. So I don't want to get concerned about the one night. Across the board, the offense definitely going to have to step up because there were some missed opportunities. I think you would agree with this, Karen. There were definitely a couple of innings where there were missed opportunities where you could have scratched at least multiple runs across to add on and tack on to the one-run lead, and you didn't do it.
Yep. I stood up at the end of the eighth. I'm like, put my hands up. I'm like, what is going on? But anyway, and then I'm so frustrated. Why do fans think they can come down during the while we're pitching and move, make everybody stand up, and then they lollygag to their seats and they stop and talk to people and it's like, get to your seat and sit down. I'm frustrated with that tonight. So.
Spring Valley, how far is that from the cities?
30 minutes from Hudson. I drive it every day. I work in downtown Minneapolis.
Okay, all right. I had not heard of that. All right, that sounds good. All right, well, I appreciate the phone call. Safe travels back to Spring Valley, Karen. I appreciate it. Call more often. Are you familiar with Spring Valley, Christopher Tubbs?
I am not. I did not realize that Spring Valley was that close. I had no idea. But, I mean, if you're telling me where it's at from Hudson, I'm smart enough to figure that out.
So it's, for sure. So that, you know, the next time that I go out to Woodbury and I go to Lifetime Fitness and I go work out, I'm just going to make sure that I go ahead and drive over the river. And then when I get into Spring Valley, I'm just going to yell Karen's name and tell her that I'm there. And if she doesn't hear me, I'm just going to tell whoever in the vicinity. I'm gonna be like, yeah, you know, me and Karen, we go way back.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound creepy at all.
that doesn't sound creepy at all.
Hey, by the way, you know, we're talking about the pitching, but I do want to mention that let's give some props to Royce Lewis, who I think is looking really good. He's looking healthy. And Brooks Lee, I mean, that defense tonight showed up and showed out. I think that was one of the reasons why Zebby was able to shine the way that he did.
Yeah. Hey, real quickly, from the other Karen from Northeast, who, you know, she's in a doghouse. She hasn't been calling the final pitch as much. Maybe she did when I was out at NBA Summer League a couple of weeks ago.
No,
maybe she was calling the CBT.
She stiffed you.
Yes, he seems. Karen. See, I got something for you, Karen. But she does participate in the show tonight because she texts the show. She says, "Hi, I'm on my way home from the ball game. Great pitcher's duel." Just definitely talk to text because some of these words are not right. And my gosh, did Lee have some awesome defense tonight? Like you just mentioned, have a great weekend. Miss talking to you guys. Peace out. That from Karen in Northeast. Yeah, the defense was on point tonight. Absolutely. And you got to have that. Like, when you're not getting a ton of run support and it's you're trying to hold it down with a one-run game late, defensively, you have to pick it up. Hey, something else I do want to mention real quickly, and I want to give somebody a shout-out, somebody with the friend of mine, Chad Jackson, with the Minnesota Twins. I got to give him props because tonight was the first night that I saw the Securian Financial patches. Now, we know that that is what Major League Baseball has been doing. And I know that some organizations are slower to get patches on the jerseys than others, right? Because that's just the way that sports works nowadays, right? Everybody's doing it. Everybody has some sort of sponsorship or patch on their jersey. Basketball, same deal, whatever. I thought it looked cool, Chris. I don't know about you. I thought it looked cool. Now, I will say this. To be fair, I thought it looked amazing on the jerseys tonight. Those specific cream, because it just, the green in the blue play off of the cream in the blue. I'd love to see what it looks like on other jerseys, but I thought it was a phenomenal job, and shout out to Chad.
Listen to you being all like, what do they say? On
jerseys, on baby. Fleek?
I know, man. See, I'm like
Dark Star tonight. I love a jersey.
you're sounding like a little bit of a jersey snob, and I kind of like it.
I'm not a jersey snob.
Oh, no, you're a jersey snob. It's okay. Oh, no, it is good to see that you have that sponsorship. It's visible, and it's not tacky. It's not overwhelming. And yeah, you're right. I mean, all kidding aside, when you're talking about the color scheme, it's got to pop, and it can't be too much when you're watching. Or, yeah, it absolutely can't be loud, because otherwise people are going to be like, oh, man, this is awful. This is terrible. What are you doing? It's just it's tacky. You don't want tacky. I thought it looked good. But, yeah, I'm very curious to see it on some of the other jerseys too.
Yep. All right, let's get into who cooked tonight for the Twins.
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike three, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All right, it's time to find out who cooked tonight. And I think it's obvious who cooked tonight. Zebby Matthews, it was obvious that he cooked tonight. He went six innings, gave up two hits. He struck out seven on 81 pitches. In my opinion, that was about as good as we've seen Zebby Matthews in the bigs. And let's just hear a little bit of what Zebby did tonight.
Swing and miss by Abrams, and he's down on strikes. Slider there from Zebby Matthews for out number one, and it's taken for a called strike three. Wood is down on strikes. Zebby Matthews with a fastball at 99 miles per hour to freeze him. He has a big swing and miss on that pitch down in the dirt, and down goes low.
And a swing and a miss. Nice job. 98 on the fastball. There's strikeout number four. And a swing and a miss. Nice job. And strike three looking right down the heart of the plate. And strike three looking, boy, good heater right there. 98 on the velo right there, strikeout number 7.
Man, let's just go ahead and stack some victories together. That's what we got to do. Stack victories, stack series, and then before you know it, you're right back in this thing. That's Who Cooked Tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. We'll take a break, come back, final segment, get to the highlights, wasn't many, and post-game reaction. We'll do that next year on Final Pitch. All right, final segment, final pitch. Twins win 1-0 over the Nationals. Joe Ryan will be on the mound tomorrow for the Twins. Always got a great feeling when Joe Ryan's on the mound. The all-star Joe Ryan.
You mean the future member of the Dodgers or the Red Sox or the Yankees, Joe Ryan? Is that the same guy?
No. Never heard of that guy.
Okay.
I only know about the guy that we got here.
Got it.
All right, let's get to the highlights and the post-game reaction. And this will probably be one of the shorter segments that we've had with regards to highlights and post-game reaction because there weren't much highlights. Like, we just played the montage of Zebby doing his thing and holding it down. The one run of the game was the Byron Buxton sack fly that gave the Twins the lead 1-0 and actually the win 1-0.
Gore out of the stretch delivers. Line drive to left field, going to be caught, and Wallner's going to tag up, throw to the plate, and no, nearly in time. Sack fly RBI, 1-0 Minnesota.
And that was essentially it for highlights. I mean, we know that Zebby pitched well. We had some great defense, but offensively, Nationals didn't do any damage against us. That was the only damage we did against them. So 1-0, that was a score. Let's head to the to the clubhouse to start with the manager, Rocco Baldelli, just talking about Zebby's outing.
Zebby was lights out. He was fantastic. A very big-time outing, like visually, you watch it, and the stuff was like, it was way up here. Mm-hmm. He had the velo that, you know, when he's right, everything's working, he's feeling good. That's what it looks like. It's good. So the velo's there, but the slider was just a really good pitch for him today. He was able to mix in the, you know, he starts with the fastball and he's pitching with the fastball and the slider, and then he starts mixing in the cutter into the fold. They didn't have an answer today. He made a lot of really good pitches. He filled the zone up really well. He was super efficient, threw a lot of strikes, but then as we talked about, he got out of the zone with the slider and even the heater when he needed to. And that's what it looks like when Zebby's pitching great, and that was great.
Rocco just talking about Zebby some more with regards to him going deeper in the game.
You know, in the middle of the outing, after a guy's thrown so many pitches, you may see the command scatter. That didn't happen. He didn't scatter the ball. He didn't really even feel like he didn't even lose what his what he was doing for a hitter. He seemed that in command of all of his pitches and his body, and he just looked very strong just as a whole.
And then lastly, from Rocco at least, just going back to Griffin Jacks. I know that Griffin Jacks, it was rough a few days ago. We were all heartbroken. You know, that was a tough loss. I don't want to say devastating, but a tough loss against the Dodgers. But going back to Jacks.
I think it's good to get him back in the game. It wasn't like a mandate in my mind, but it was something that I think will help him. And his ability to focus, and Pete made a mound visit. He's able to kind of find what he's looking for, make some good pitches, gets out of it. He's thrown a fair amount, so it's not like he's coming in, you know, with a few days off and completely fresh. You know, that's why he takes care of himself so good. He's done a great job being ready to pitch for us every day, and more than anything, with guys on and his ability to find what he's looking for, that's what it's all about. That's what the really good late inning relievers need to find a way to do, just refocus their energy. He did a fantastic job of that right there.
All right, let's hear from the star of the evening, Zebby Matthews, talking about just going 6 scoreless.
You know, it's a big confidence boost. You know, I had some really good outings in AAA to start the year, had a really good spring, and you know, then got up here and, you know, was very, you know, inconsistent. We had some really good innings and, you know, some innings that would really fall apart. So, you know, to be able to put together a full start where I felt like, you know, I was, you know, more or less, you know, like, you know, doing what I wanted to do out there, you know, for a full 6 innings was, you know, something that, you know, it felt good to do, and it's something, you know, I obviously need to continue to do. It's something I know I can do. You know, I've seen it, like, you know, AAA and in spring training. So, you know, to finally get the results up here, you know, it's big.
I love hearing that. he talked about his confidence, how much of a confidence. But I love hearing that. Oh, that's the best thing I've heard all night, is that Zebby, that gave him a lot of confidence. That's something I'm going to continue to – that's something I'm going to look towards with his next start. And last but not least, Royce Lewis talking about how electric Zebby was tonight.
Yeah, his stuff looked electric today, especially. He's always electric, but today was a little bit more oomph on it, zip. It was tight spin, hard to lay off on their end. They were chasing a lot down because he was executing the snipe, which is what a fastball down is, what we call that, a snipe. And, man, I really love what I saw from Zebby tonight.
Yeah, we all did. All right, that's going to wrap up Final Pitch for this evening. Rest of the weekend facing the Nationals. We will talk to you guys on Monday. Final Pitch, it'll involve the Boston Red Sox. We'll talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.